We're returning with our look at Paul's shipwreck in the book of Acts, chapter 27. Today, we start with verse 27 itself. Here's what Luke says. On the 14th night, we were still being driven across the Adriatic Sea, when about midnight, the sailors sensed that they were approaching land. They took soundings and found that the water was 120 feet deep. A short time later, they took soundings again and found that it was only 90 feet deep. So as we return to our study, we find that Paul has informed the entire ship that an angel has appeared to him. He has been assured that everyone aboard will survive the Euryalon. However, the ship is going to run aground somewhere. Well, on the 14th night of the storm, the ship was still being driven by the winds and waves, regardless of the floating anchor. One Bible scholar interviewed some veteran Mediterranean navigators and learned that the mean rate of drift of a ship in this kind of storm was about 36 miles in 24 hours. Notice that Luke mentions that the Adriatic Sea is where they are. Well, in ancient literature, this is a reference to the central Mediterranean. In historian Ptolemy's records, he distinguishes the Sea of Adria or Hadria from the Gulf of Adria. While F.F. Bruce notes that Josephus records how one ship he was a passenger on was headed to Italy. The year was 63 A.D. The ship sank on the Sea of Adria, and he was rescued by a ship heading to its home port in Cyrene. Well, if you want to see just how accurate Luke and the Bible can be, pay attention to these details that are repeated in several Bible commentaries. The distance from Cauda to Malta is about 476 miles. If the Mediterranean navigators have estimated that Paul's ship was drifting 36 miles every 24 hours, then it would take them 13 days, 1 hour, and 21 minutes to be driven from Cauda to Malta. And what did Luke tell us in verse 37? At midnight on the 14th day of the storm, the sailors sensed that they were approaching land. As John MacArthur pointed out, here they are in the middle of the sea, and all of a sudden they can sense that they are coming near to some land. Well, there's really only one way they could have known that at midnight in the pitch dark without a star in the sky, and that is by the pounding of the surf upon the shore. So in verse 28, we read that they took soundings and found that the water was 120 feet deep. A little later on, they did it again, and this time the water was 90 feet deep. Now, these were experienced sailors. They know what to look for, and they know what to listen for. So notice what they did next. They started taking those soundings. In the ancient world, this was typically done by using a line with a lead weight attached to the end. Mariners would lower the weight into the waters until it touched the seabed, and then mark off the length of the line. This message was essential for avoiding underwater hazards and ensuring that ships did not run aground. Many translations use the word fathom there for measurements. A fathom was approximately 6 feet. They may have simply put a knot in the rope at each of these intervals. Interesting, isn't it? Join me again next time for more of Verse by Verse.